broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727, this is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
It would be Friday Eve. What's going on? JR, Lana, Kevin here. Kevin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
How was your experience at the Mac store yesterday?
Yes. Excuse me. So I'm having an issue with my computer, so I had to go to the Apple Store International Mall last
Everybody's
night.
Everybody's favorite.
You gotta love it. So it's interesting, you know, I mean, it's obviously a huge store and can't really go in. They have a couple security guards. You have to have an appointment or stand in a long line to see somebody. And it's, they got plexiglass up and it's hard to hear them. And, yeah, I got my computer in. They're gonna let me know in 24 hours. So I'm borrowing a spare.
Really?
Yeah.
They have your computer?
Yeah, because they couldn't fix it right then. I mean, they, you know, I mean, we're in a pandemic.
Kevin's life is on that computer. Are you freaking out, kind of?
No, because I got my wife's computer and it's fine.
Okay.
It's doing what I can do.
All right.
If it's going to be anywhere, Apple Store is fine.
Well, that's
true. Yeah, I trust them. I trust them.
It's not like Jim's Repair.
Yeah, that's
Sorry,
right.
By the way, if you own a business called Jim's Repair, my bad.
I always get nervous, though. Do you think they're digging through your stuff?
Lana, you got something to hide?
No, but
well, I don't either. If they want to see like our videos and our audio from our show, go ahead, take a listen. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
You know, it's good marketing for us.
That's right.
You know, you didn't know Kevin drops it off once a week. Just tells, hey, listen to everything you want.
You gotta give them like your password and stuff.
I didn't.
You didn't?
No, because they can go in before it starts up. They have like the keystrokes and all that other
stuff.
That's
what I'm saying. They got access to everything.
I'm not worried about it.
Oh, you have a lot of trust.
Lana, right of sunshine, a ray of sunshine this morning. Always,
they're not going into the computer. They're changing out the fan. They don't even need. They run a diagnostic. That's not getting into the computer. They're fine.
It's just always something I always think about. Listen, you know, when you drop off your phone to get fixed.
I've had Mac products, computers for a long time.
I've always had
a great experience at the Apple Store, and I will continue to go back. They are absolutely the best people over there.
No,
seriously,
I'm Apple too, so everything I have. So I agree with you. I just makes me nervous.
Well, I'd usually ask how you're doing, Lana, but it sounds like you're in a bit of a mood this morning. So I'm just making sure.
We were just chatting.
Shout out to the Apple Store, folks.
All right, here we go. I love Apple. Everything I have is Apple. I got a watch. I got a computer. I phone.
Here's what we want to know: what in the world are you? All right. We're going to ask you what in the world you want to do up. You're doing up right now. 800-992-1099. Hit us up. Are you? Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5. QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. All right, Lana. Are you excited to play your game coming up at 7:40?
You know, we've been giving out Monster Jam tickets, which is such a big, fun family event happening at Raymond James Stadium in March. And all the kids love it. So we're giving out 4 packs. So you have to... You have to not play me, but we're going
to guess. You got to see what your confidence is in you when it comes to your car knowledge. So we're going to play a little game called Shop Talk with Lana at 7:40. We'll give Lana a question about an automotive or an automotive question.
Yep.
She has to get. You have to guess if she got it right or wrong.
Yep.
That easy.
And I've been actually. I'm just letting you know. I have been doing pretty good.
You have.
So I would definitely bet with me.
Yes.
So don't bet against me.
And that. Probably is because your last car was in the shop more than you drove it.
I learned a lot about Jeeps, I will tell you, in the last couple of years.
Lana would go in there and be like, what's wrong this time?
Like when Norm would walk into Cheers, everybody would go, Norm! Yeah. Well, I'd walk into the auto parts or the auto mechanic place. Yeah. They'd be like, Lana!
Yeah, you had a punch card there and everything. That's pretty great. One more breakdown. The next one's free. All right, go ahead. Make my dreams come true this morning, Kevin.
Yep.
Tell me some good news when it comes to baseball and fans. 99.5 QIK. What is the latest?
Yeah, so the Tampa Bay Rays obviously starting up their regular season at the Trop. It's going to be on the 9th of April. They actually play the first week of the season on the road, so they're not here till the 9th. Well, the Rays announced yesterday that there will be fans at the Trop. They haven't announced what the capacity will be.
Right.
But they have announced it's a season ticket membership. So this is actually kind of cool in this way. It's very flexible, so you could they have packages. They start at $500. They actually go up to $20,000.
Whoa!
But say you get that $20,000 one. I know that's a lot. You get to pick anywhere you want to sit in the stadium.
I'd hope so.
Anywhere.
I hope you can play for crying out loud.
You get to pick the games. You up to 6 tickets per game. You get to sit wherever you want, of course, if it's available. But say you get the $500 one. They're in the outfield. But you get to pick the game. How many you even want to go to. You can pick all the games you want to go to and how many you want to go to and sit in your seat that you want to. Obviously, social distancing. But I like this. There's parking discounts. There's pre-sale before it goes to regular on public, you know, to the public. So I don't know. This is kind of a cool thing. It would only work for this year.
So $500 gets me how many tickets?
It just says.
Okay. How about this? How many games does that give me? Just one?
I don't think so. No, it's
like a season ticket.
Redeem your membership credit for as many games as you want to attend, one at a time or all at once when you are ready. Use the credit on your account to buy any combination of tickets up to 6 per game. So there's a credit on your account.
Oh, gotcha.
So you could use all the games at once, the $500 or sit. I just want to go to, or you get to pick, hey, when the Yankees come or the Red Sox come, I want to pick these games. And you get to pick where you sit. It's not like a regular season ticket package where you're in the same seats
spot, right.
For every game. You get to choose choose your games.
Well, put me down for half a game because that's all I can afford.
Yeah. So, yeah. But if you get the $20,000 credit, that's a lot of money. But I think this is a cool idea. You know, you're going, hey, and you can probably do that a few times if you're like, hey, I want to go to some more games, you know, buy another $500 package.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. I like it. It's only going to work this year.
If you got the money, I guess it'd be great. They'd be like, oh, JR, you're out of credits. You have to leave after the national anthem. I'm like, oh, God. Really? Goodness. All right. Coming up next. Thank you, by the way, Kevin. I'm excited about that as well.
Listen, talking baseball, there's a report today that the Toronto Blue Jays are going to be playing their first few homestands in Dunedin.
No, that's so cool.
So because of the Canadian government thing, so two Major League Baseball teams looks like it's going to be playing the first couple
of
months.
Canadian government thing.
I know. Well, the Raptors are here for long.
I know.
The whole season, so.
That'd be awesome, though, if they play here. Have a couple ball clubs here.
Yeah.
I would love that.
It's interesting, but I love what the Rays are doing. I think this is great, and I'm just glad fans are coming back.
Two American League teams, which means I have an opportunity to see my Angels play.
That's right. Two teams in the same division.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right here.
Let's make that happen. All right, very cool. Coming up next, got a pretty insane story about a preschool teacher. Want to show them some love in our I Feel Good stories after this. I feel good. Let's start the morning off with an I Feel Good story right here at 995 QIK. A preschool teacher doing something amazing.
Yeah, that's right. Kaylee Coolidge is 5 years old. She was born weighing just 15.2 ounces, and she's been on dialysis all of her life, which has obviously limited her life. She can't do simple things like take a bath or go swimming because of her condition. But that is all about to change because of her school teacher. Her name is Robin Mock, and she has volunteered to be Kaylee's kidney donor, and she says the reason is just simple.
She needed it. I want her to have a normal life and go to school. And this is how we can help her get there.
Way to go, Miss Robin.
That's amazing.
We heard that story earlier this week about the husband giving his wife
the kidney.
Yeah.
And not realizing they were even a match.
Right.
And then they, for their 35th wedding anniversary, they did it on their wedding anniversary. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, a gift, but gosh, I can't even believe these.
Yeah, and
stories.
I recently had a friend of mine from back home in Prior Lake, a really good friend of mine, found out he was a match for somebody he knew in high school. And so he's just donated his kidney and saved her life.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, it was just an amazing story. And they're both doing really, really well now.
That's awesome.
I mean, seriously, that is the ultimate gift.
I know. Right. Can you imagine?
I mean, part of your body to save another person's life. I mean, my goodness. Just the thought of that is mind-boggling.
When you find out you're a match, because there's so many, you know, because not everybody's a match, but when you find out you are, it's just something you're like, this is the gift that I was given to do. I need to do this for somebody.
Crazy.
So way to go, this teacher. That's a big, big thing to do for
Robin,
a student. So.
And then, of course, Kaylee, who received it. It's going to be awesome. She's going to be able to live a normal life. That's awesome. Lana, if I needed a kidney and you were a match, would you give it to me?
I probably would, because I'm that type of person, but I don't think you'd want mine.
It's got some. It's not necessarily a low miler, is what you're saying.
But of course I would.
All right, very cool. Coming up, 7:05, your car line fun fact. Here's Kane Brown. Thank you, Lon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Fun part of the morning. Give you a little fun fact you can think about today. It's 995 QYK. All right, Lana. The heart of a shrimp is located in its head. So when people tell you to not think with your heart or your head, but think with your heart, it's the same thing.
Ew, really?
What is your face right now?
I'm just, where would it be?
It's like, in its head.
I know.
A shrimp. Where it's actually at. You told
shrimp is.
I know, but I was just like thinking about everything that's going on in your head, like your brain and your eyes and
the
your
good
nose.
Thing is, you're thinking with your heart. You're thinking with your head.
Yep.
Very deep. You gotta think about this.
Another reason why I don't eat shrimp.
All right. In Alaska, it is illegal to whisper in someone's ear while they're moose hunting.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know who's monitoring that. But the only thing I would think is like, hey, Kevin.
Yes. There's a moose behind you. Oh, my gosh.
I wanted to tell you earlier before it hit you, but I can't whisper.
I think this is illegal right now.
Write me up.
Okay. Right,
there you go. Look at Lana's face right now. Lana, do you want to repeat what it is? What was the law in Alaska that I just said?
You can't whisper in someone's ear when you're moose hunting.
There you go.
Oh, you're moose hunting, you know, Joe.
Little Minnesota came out right there. Minnesota, my friends in Sarasota,
We go moose hunting in Minnesota.
All right, coming up, there will not be a moose on the 7:15 second aid update, but it's going to be coming up in 6 minutes for you.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Let's see if we can make some love happen today. I would love to on a Thursday. 7:15 second date update right now. We have Alex on the phone. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Great, my friend. We want to try to help you out this morning. You wrote us an email at QYKsecondDateUpdate@gmail.com about this girl, Kate, in your life. Tell us about this lovely Kate and what we can do to help you out.
We met on Match and we ended up going out to Tiki Docks, and I felt like we had a good time, you know. We were vibing, you know, we were chatting, and, you know, we had some good food. And then afterwards, I just haven't heard from her. Like, she's not returning any phone calls, she's not returning any texts, and I don't know what to do about it, and I figured you guys could help me.
Did anything happen that kind of stands out?
No, not at all. I felt like we had a great time. Like, food was good. The atmosphere is good. I mean, obviously, we're sitting right there on the water. Like, I mean, it's beautiful.
Oh, I love that place. Rum Runner, are you kidding me? All right, so let's do this. Alex, we're going to put you on hold. Let's try to get some answers from Kate. Hang on.
All right.
We are trying to help out Alex. He seems kind of intense, to be honest with you. He's very excited about the date. He's very frustrated about what's going on now. I want to help him out. It's JR, Lana, and Kevin here, 7:15, a second date update. They went to Tiki Docks in Riverview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had a good time there. I've always had fun at Tiki Docks.
And the thing is, though, he says he cannot think of one thing that happened on this date why she wouldn't be calling him back.
And I tried to drill him on it. I was like, hey, listen, everybody says nothing went wrong, and then we find out that
something did go wrong.
You showed up crazy or something. I don't know what it is. But anyway, all right, so we're going to try to call Kate right now, see if we can get her on the phone and get some answers.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Kate?
It is, yeah.
Hey, Kate. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QYK. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is weird.
I'm taking from that laugh. You've heard of our show.
Yeah, I have, definitely, yeah.
Okay. Have you heard us do anything called a 7:15 second date update we do every day?
I have, yeah.
All right. It's about that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to see if we could talk to you real quick on the air about a date you recently went on. Would that be okay? Just a couple minutes of your time?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thank you. We want to ask you about Alex. He told us, here's what we know. He told us that you guys met online, and then you guys got to talking, and you guys met up at Tiki Docks in Riverview. He said it was a great time. The conversation was great with you. He really dug you. I guess he's been trying to reach out since the date, and he has heard nothing. As you probably know, this is how this works. He is trying to figure out what's going on with you. So what's the deal? Why are we leaving, like Alex said, leaving him on quote-unquote red?
Like, is that all he said?
Yeah, he said everything was great.
Really? Okay.
What's your side of things?
Yeah, I didn't think everything was great, but he's kind of got like a bit of like, I saw a side of him I don't really want to see ever again. How about we'll say that?
Oh, what happened?
Was he clothed? Okay, I'm sorry.
He kind of has like a bit of road rage.
Well, you guys met there though, didn't you?
Yeah, like, I mean, we drove in separate cars and stuff, but he was running late, and so I just texted. I said, like, you know, like, hey, are you close? Just because, you know, they're not going to seat me. I'm a waitress, so I don't want to sit, you know, uncompleted party. So I was waiting for him to get there. And I texted him that, and then he called me, and he was like, I can't believe, like, there's so much traffic here. Because, you know, it's like off 301.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, it gets kind of crazy there around here. He was just like super upset and really angry, like yelling at people, beeping his horn, cursing. He couldn't understand why I picked a place that was so far out of the way and why it took so long for him to get there. And then when we got to the restaurant, he just couldn't stop shutting up about the traffic. So it's like such a big deal. Everybody else can't drive. He's the only person that's a good driver. Do you know what I mean? And just like angry. And I was just,
So was he angry at you or just angry at other drivers?
Angry at other drivers, but you kind of felt like it was your fault that you picked the place where it was. You know what I mean?
So you felt like his frustration with the traffic kind of carried over to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And why? He's like yelling at people. Like, I can't take crazy drivers.
All right.
In general. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, listen, I would like to give Alex a chance to defend himself. We actually have him on the phone right now, okay?
Sorry.
Alex?
Yeah.
Did you get a little intense? I kind of got that vibe from you earlier, but did you get a little intense on the road and on the phone?
I mean, yeah. Well, okay, so here's the thing. I don't like being late, especially on a first date. Maybe I was a little nervous, and that could have added to it. That was one small thing. The whole rest of the evening was fine, wasn't it? Like, we had...
But you could not stop talking about it, though. It came up, like, every 2 seconds. You're not being honest with yourself, dude.
I'll admit, I was a little upset that day. You know, I was dealing with some people on the road. Unusually stressful drive. And I'm sorry that I brought it with me.
I mean, there is a lot of traffic over in that area. I will back him up on that. I mean, there is, but...
There's traffic everywhere.
I mean, I only live 10 minutes away, so I can't really say much.
By the way, sweet move, by the way. Yeah. Awesome.
But I mean...
Smarter than your average bear.
You know, a lot of times, people don't want to go to certain places because they're like, they look at the time like, oh, it's going to take me 2 hours to get there from my house. I kind of get where he's coming from.
Well, there's also an app called Google Maps, I'll tell you that. There's also an app called Waze that'll tell you that. Here's the deal, man. I have a question for you. Can you see how... If you just met a girl and you're talking to her on the phone and you're super intense and she hears you yelling in the background, that she might be a little turned off by the fact that you get that angry and you haven't even gotten to the date. You're trying to put your best foot forward. Does that make sense to you?
I totally get it. And what I'm trying to say is that's not who I am typically. Like, I don't normally have that. It was just, I'm telling you, man, like, I there was like 3 or 4 people that literally almost hit my car. Like, it was just stressful.
There is
drive.
Okay, but you know where you live, right?
There's traffic
everywhere.
Okay, I have a question for you, Kate. Let me just jump in here real quick. Okay, you heard what he said. He said this is not who he is. So, would you be willing to give him another shot and maybe he just kind of reset things? Because once he got to the date, it seemed like things went okay, you know? What about giving him another shot and we'll tell him to leave 3 hours early so that he's there early or whatever? And, you know, what about that?
I'm gonna say no because, like, again, like you guys said, there is traffic everywhere. He should know where he lives. I don't want to deal with that again. I'm good.
Well, Alex, I'm sorry that wasn't the answer you were looking for, but we did get you an answer. Kate, thanks for coming on with us. Alex, thanks for reaching out to us. Sorry we couldn't help more. And keep on trucking.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Yeah. guys.
A very calming song right there. Miranda Lambert, Bluebirds, 995 QYK. Maybe that would have helped out Alex on the 715 second date update. He went a little crazy, had some road rage. He was running late to his date to meet up with Kate, and he called her and said, "Why would we go out this way? The traffic is crazy." And she was like, "Whoa, we agreed to meet here, and you're freaking out." She was in Riverview at Tiki Docks, and he was like, "Well, it's just ridiculous." And then she can hear him yelling at other cars, and she's like, "Whoa, this dude is coming in hot."
So, oh, not really, like, at all. Super slow.
Yeah,
traffic.
Gee whiz. All right, wanted to get your reactions right now. Lisa, what do you think?
Yeah, I think she's smart. I mean, smart girl, you know, get out while you see the red flags.
Yeah, just sounded whiny, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he really did. He's on a short fuse.
Are you sitting in traffic right now?
No.
All right, that's good.
No, I'm not.
But I mean, I get it. You know, I live in Apollo Beach. So I don't want to go and meet somebody in Dunedin for happy hour, but no. You know, because.
But you know, he agreed to it before it happened.
But right, I mean, if that's the only place I can go, and I'm like, I just deal with it, and I just plan for it, you know?
Yeah, and first date, that's supposed to be your best impression.
Exactly.
So don't down from there. I listen every day, you guys. I love you.
We appreciate you. You have a great day,
right.
Okay?
You too. Have a great day.
Bye. Lori is in Ruskin right now. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We want to know, are you in traffic right now?
Yep.
All right. You seem like you're being in a good mood, though, still. But tell us what you think.
Well, you know, I deal with traffic every day. I drive from Ruskin to Brandon. And, yeah, traffic can be a pain in the butt, but I'm not sitting here going, "Come on, you stupid truck, get out of my freaking way." I'm literally stuck behind a truck. I can't get over. There's people behind me. But you just deal with it.
No, of course. I mean, everybody deals with it. It's like saying, "Oh, it's too cold out. I'm mad at the weather." You know, it's like it just happens. All right, have a great day, Lori.
Bye.
Georgette and Largo. Good morning, Georgette.
Good morning.
Well, all right, what do you think about this?
I think I didn't catch the beginning part of it, but it sounds like she only lives 10 minutes away, and I don't know how far away he lived, but I think that was a little harsh on her part, being that she only lived 10 minutes away. Like, doesn't everybody get road rage?
I think everybody does get road rage, and it's funny you say that, because yesterday, Lana was calling me on the way home, giving me an update on things. She literally goes, "Oh my gosh, this truck's right over me! Don't be hitting my new car! Come on!" Literally happening yesterday. Boy. Tell me that I'm lying.
Oh, no, it happened. It did. He was laughing so hard.
I go, "Lana, are you still there?"
Anyway. I was screaming at this car.
Yeah, you definitely were screaming at that car. I was a little worried about you.
Well, he was going to hit me.
Well, you have all these cameras now in your car. The car you're supposed to move for you in this Tesla. Now I just feel like the cameras are more things for you to yell at. I'm a little worried.
That's only when you have it in auto drive. I was actually driving the car yesterday.
Which is even scarier.
I know.
All right. Well, if you miss it, you can hear it on our QYK Instagram or our QYK Facebook page a little bit later. But right now, we want to play a little game called Shop Talk. With Lana, we're going to test her automotive knowledge, and we'll hook you up with some Monster Jam tickets as well. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Michelle is in Holiday right now. We're going to play a little game called Shop Talk with Lana. It's 995 QIK. All right, Michelle, here is how the game works. We are going to ask Lana three questions, and then we're going to ask you, do you think she got that question right or wrong? And then she will give us her answer, and we will find out if she got it right or wrong, okay?
Sounds good.
First question we're asking Lana today, Michelle, is the best-selling car of all time in America is what? Do you think she got it right or wrong?
I don't think she got that one right.
All right, okay. We're going to find out right now. Is it the Toyota Corolla, the Chevy Silverado, or the Ford Mustang?
Ooh. Oh, it wasn't even one I was thinking about. Say those again.
The Toyota Corolla, Chevy Silverado, or Ford Mustang?
I'm going to go Chevy Silverado.
Ooh. Incorrect. The answer is Toyota Corolla.
Really? I thought it was
the
Camry.
No, the Toyota Corolla.
I thought it was the Toyota Camry.
Well, Michelle, you got it right.
Michelle got it right.
So that's a point for you.
Good news. Not a bad idea to bet against Lana every now and then. All right, you ready? Next question is, the most stolen car in America is? Do you think she got it right or wrong?
I think she got it right this time.
All right. Here we go. Was it the Chevy Tahoe, the Jeep Wrangler, or the Honda Accord?
Well, it makes sense, the Jeep Wrangler, because you can just sometimes unzip the top. But I think I'm going to go with the Honda Accord on this one.
I thought you would go for the easy, you know, Jeep
That's
idea.
What I said. Yeah. With the zippers, yeah.
But you went the Honda Accord, and you were correct.
You know why I know that?
Why do you know
because
it?
Because they want to steal the parts off those kinds of cars.
Exactly.
The guys that, because they're easy to, I guess, something. I've heard, I've talked about this before.
Well, I thought she was going to be like, I know that because I used to have a Honda Accord.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, last one for fun. Here we go. Who makes the small SUV called the Journey? All right, do you think she got it right or wrong?
I'm going to say she got it right.
Ooh, Lana. You got to win this one for her. Is it the Range Rover?
Come on, Lana, I know the answer.
Range Rover, Dodge, or Ford?
Dodge, Dodge, Journey, Dodge, Dodge. I think it's the Dodge.
Dodge Journey. I just like the fact that she repeats it to herself. It's like positive.
Dodge, 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 Dodge.
Michelle, you're going to Monster Jam.
Awesome.
Way to go. All right, you know, by the way, Michelle, you know how you hear those commercials and it's like, Monster Jam, Grave Digger. You know those? Let's hear your impression of saying Monster Jam just like that.
Monster Jam.
That's it. Michelle, I'm excited to go. All right, hang on for me. We'll get you hooked up, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, so I thought you. So I totally tried to trick you with the Jeep Wrangler because you can take the top off.
I know, but I knew the Honda was the most stolen car. So
the Honda, well, and the best selling car of all time. I said in America. I bet you it's worldwide.
Gotta be
Corolla, really?
Toyota Corolla.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, you want to be like everybody else? Pick one up.
Yep.
All right, coming up, we have your 8:10 Music Minute. Until then, we go commercial free.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute. On 99.5 QYK.
Well, the guys from Florida Georgia Line were supposed to do a live streaming concert tonight. It was going to help benefit the businesses impacted by the Christmas morning bombing in Nashville. But because of the bad weather that they are experiencing in Nashville and all over the country, they're going to move that now to Amazon Music live stream next Thursday.
Oh, my.
So we will have details for that up at 995QYK.com if you're planning on watching that. Speaking of bad weather, Luke Combs has been stuck here in Florida, shucks, because he performed at the Daytona race on Sunday and has not been able to get back to Nashville, so he and his wife are stuck here in Florida, and he just, so he's not really doing anything right now, just enjoying. I mean, he's not really somebody that loves to go out to the beach, so he's like, just probably write another song. So this is a brand new song that he shared with us, Growing Up and Getting Older.
I've been finding peace of mind slow in my road. Learn to toe that line with time as it goes. In the middle of growing up and getting old.
I don't think I'm over the fact that he could just sit down and write songs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a savant.
Well, he's getting recognized for his just amazing work. He has been named to Time's 100 Next 2021 list. Garth Brooks actually had the honor of writing Luke's profile. He wrote, "If I could pull him over and tell him one thing, it would be just to keep doing what he's doing. Just follow that music. What resonates with him will resonate with the audience, with me and everybody who's listening." So congratulations to Luke Combs. I mean, the guy he's just unstoppable.
Machine.
Keith Urban will return to the Australian version of The Voice for season 10. He will coach alongside others. And Keith was a coach for the show's very first season. So he'll be doing that again. And finally, Russell Dickerson's Love You Like I Used To has spent 21 weeks inside the top 10 of Billboard's Country Airplay chart. It is now tied for the longest running top 10 single of all time. Do you remember the other single? It's an oldie.
I like to phone a friend and his name is Kevin. Kevin?
Back in 1999.
Ooh. Top 10. So what, did it ever go number one, the one you're talking about? Nope. Okay.
Lana.
Lone Stars, Lana, Amazed.
I heard it the other day. All right, cool.
That is a great song.
All right, so congratulations to Russell Dickerson. And finally, Eric Church is still thinking about how grueling it was to spend 28 straight days writing and recording the 24 songs for his upcoming Heart and Soul album project. That is literally three albums that are coming out in April. This is what he had to say about that.
I did not anticipate the mental creative grind that doing this daily would do, where you have to come up with something every day. I got to where there was one stretch where there's three or four days I didn't sleep, because when I would lay down at night to try to sleep after we'd recorded a song, first of all, you got a lot of energy from recording, but then immediately you go, we have to do this again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Think about it. 24 songs you had to write in 28 days? I mean,
he didn't have to write all 24. I mean, he could have taken a little break. We didn't necessarily need three albums. I mean, let's go at one time, my friend.
Well, one of the great songs from that album is his current single called Hell of a View. So we're going to play that for you now. That is your Music Minute.
Thank you so much, Lana. Oh, coming up, man, does it get a little dicey in here. We call it the Thursday Three. The gloves come off, and we battle it out in QYK family. We're going to need you and your help to pick the winning song. That's 6 minutes on 99.5 QYK.
Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you.
Take it away, Kevin.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company, too.
Nailed it. Every time, every week, this time. All right, it's Thursday Three time, where we battle it out. We all pitch a song to you, QYK family. You decide who the winner is out of us three. I will let you go, Lana, first with your pitch. Now, remember, it's a four-hour show, so try to keep it a little bit shorter than usual. But have fun. I love that you stuck your thumb out and you realize we are on video right now.
That's
all right.
Right.
Gotcha.
Today I am choosing the song from Chris Young and Kane Brown called Famous Friends. I love this song because, you know, country artists, we all know that they are famous and they make a lot of money and they get special treatment a lot sometimes. But in this song, Chris is calling out famous friends in his town. These are actual names of his friends, Jason, Randy, Megan, and he is calling them famous because Jason is the sheriff of the town, Randy is the preacher, and Megan is one of the teachers. So he wants those people, those friends, to be famous because what the work that they are doing is so important. So I want, this is my song for the week, Chris Young. Again, it features Kane Brown and it's called Famous Friends.
I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends.
Oh, I
can.
Rutherford County, by the way, is the county that Chris Young grew up in. So they make reference to both that and the one that Kane Brown grew up into, Hamilton County.
Very nice. Now, Lana, if we were talking to Prior Lake, let's say, and someone was writing a song about Prior Lake, would you be one of the famous friends? Are you the most famous person to come out of Prior Lake is what I want to know.
There's a girl that was on The Bachelor.
Nah, I don't like her already. You're the most famous.
Bachelor,
congratulations.
Bachelorette or something. I don't watch it.
But they don't know that, but people know Lana too. Phillips. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know her name,
LP
though.
Out of Prior Lake. That's what I'm saying. PL coming out. LP coming out of PL. I'm in.
Ooh, I like that.
All right. Sorry. I'm just trying to give you some love.
I like it.
All right, I know the Pride of Jesuit High School has got something for us.
That's right. So mine is Dierks Bentley's Gone. Now, this came out in 2020, and obviously it has a lot of references, people going through COVID, people staying at home. And as Dierks said, I feel like I've been gone. I feel like we've been gone. I feel like country music in 2020 is just gone. But here's what I'm going to say. 2020 is gone. It's behind us. We're moving forward. 2021's a new year. It's going to be different. I like the song for a different level. I like this. This is just a great song. Not only is the song great, if you haven't seen the video for this song, he parodies The Office, MacGyver, Game of Thrones, and Full House in the video. It is great. It's in typical Dierks Bentley style. His name is Doug Douglasson in Hot Country Nights. Ooh. I mean, how could you not love Hot Country Nights? We've seen him open before in front of Dierks Bentley concerts. It's great. So mine is Dierks Bentley's Gone.
If you didn't know already, Dierks Bentley's Gone.
Yes. Down the highway, anywhere but my way.
give you guys some props. You guys have made two great picks this week, and I'm not just kidding, because usually Lana's taste is, but you've been right on the money today. So
I've won
congratulations.
Two this year.
So all we all have.
We all have
one, too. You look at the board. Yeah. All right, here we go. So I'm doing this. Hardy is a newer artist. He had one beer. Great song with Lauren Elena. He has a songwriting degree. He wrote God's Country with Devin Dawson for Blake Shelton. A lot of writing credits. He writes for Jason Aldean as well. He's a buddy of Jason Aldean's. And he's just got kind of a huge crew that they write with. And he's such a talented guy. So I'm so excited that he is now at the forefront because he's a very clever writer. So This one's called Give Heaven Some Hell. This is Hardy. So you've heard Dierks Bentley Gone, you've heard Famous Friends by Chris Young, but if you want to hear the whole song by Hardy, you're going to love it. You got to vote for mine. Ooh. All right, QYK family, it is up to you. What are you picking for the week? We have Lana's, Chris Young's Famous Friends. We have Kevin's, if you didn't notice, he wants Dierks Bentley's Gone.
That's right.
And mine is Hardy, Give Heaven Some Hell. Easy for me to say. Hit us up, 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
All right. We've asked your votes, QYK family, to pick our Thursday 3 song of the week. We all pitch a song to you like we just did. Lana's was Famous Friends by Chris Brown featuring...
Chris Young.
But if you put them together, it's Chris... No, Chris Brown. Kane Brown and Chris Young. We had... Dierks Bentley's Gone from Kevin, and I did Give Heaven Some Hell.
From Hardy.
Now, we have tallied the votes. Kevin has them.
Yes.
Kevin, who is the winner for this week's Thursday 3?
The votes are in, and Lana wins.
What? Yay!
I'm sorry. I can't say it with enthusiasm, Lana. I apologize. I'm in the contest.
It's a great song.
Oh, no, it is. But mine lost.
I'm getting up. Hold on.
What are you doing? Where are you going? I would like to thank everybody that called and voted in. Even got a text message from one of our sales ladies. Amanda said, I'm voting for Lana's song as well.
Of course. Of course you are, Amanda.
I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd like to thank my family standing by me.
Also like to thank our sales department for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
At least one of you is. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Damn.
It's just a great song.
It is a great song.
And it needs to be played in its entirety.
Well, give your boys a shout out. Who voted for you?
Yeah, Richard, who was hanging out at the city dump, and then Ryan.
That's a real thing he said.
Some of the guys that were calling in to vote for my for Chris Young.
And this is a little suspicious because Ryan knew her nickname.
No, you said it on the air. I said LP.
On the air, but then he that was a while ago. So now he's like, oh yeah. LP.
You just said PL? LP from PL. You're talking about my hometown, Prior Lake.
Whatever.
By the way, I found out the girl's name. The famous girl from Prior Lake. Her name's Becca.
Becca.
Friend from the Bachelor.
I don't trust anybody named Becca from Minnesota. I'll tell you right now.
I don't know her.
Yeah. There's only one Lana in Prior Lake.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And it's Lana Phillips. And she's the one that made them proud. Proud Lakers head cheerleader. And laid out on her driveway for the garbage man. So she could get noticed and then ended up dating him. Let's give it up. Her documentary comes out next week on Netflix. Here's Chris Young, Kane Brown, Famous Friends. Congrats.
I feel good.
Well, it's a great feel-good story out of Houston, Texas. Obviously, they are battling a lot of snow, believe it or not, in Texas. We had my dad on yesterday talking about 7 inches of snow, and you see some of those photos, and it looks like Colorado.
Yeah, I called my girlfriend in Austin yesterday, and she didn't have power for a couple of days, but a lot of people around her, so many people without power. It's just cold.
Well, he was also saying, my dad, he's like, we can't take the cars out. They're not four-wheel drive. We can't take the cars out, so thank God he has you know, a golf cart that he's been able to take to the store.
Right.
There's an area where you can, like kind of like Treasure Island, where you can take golf carts around. That's an area like that. But he's like, man, thank God I got the raised one with the off-road tires, or I wouldn't be able to go get, you know, food or whatever. But anyway, a very interesting and cool story out of Houston, Texas.
The owner of Gallery Furniture, he is letting people come into his furniture store and stay overnight and get out of the cold. His name is Mattress Mac, and apparently he's kind of known for this thing.
You can stay here for 2 hours. You stay here all night. We'll be open continuously till this ice storm is over, because so many people are without power. We got blankets. We got sweatshirts. We've got hot food. We've got everything you need. Grand Park, we're here to help the community. And a lot of people are without power. Come see us till the power gets back on.
Now, he just want to let you know, he's speaking with a mask on. That's why it's kind of muffled like that. But also, doesn't he sound like a mattress salesman right there? We got everything you need. We got sweatshirts. Whatever. Everything must go. Very, very cool what he's doing.
So this guy makes news because he makes huge bets on major sporting events. And he has lost a bunch of money, but he bet on the Bucks to win the Super Bowl.
At the beginning of the season?
Really?
No, right before. Oh, okay. He took them because they were obviously the underdog, and he pocketed $2.75 million.
Stop it right now.
He did.
What?
He bet $3.46 million, but won $2.75 million. So he would have lost it if they lost, but he knew they were going to win.
Yeah, of course.
So wow. Well, look at that.
But there's another I feel good story.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe he made a bet because he's from Houston on the Houston Astros when they played the Rays in the ALCS last year, and he lost a bunch of money, but made it up.
Looks like he likes to gamble, but he also helps out his community. Cool. Back in 2017, he used his stores as shelters with Hurricane Harvey.
Right.
So this guy, I mean, at least he's giving back to his community, but you think about it, so many people that don't have power, and if he's got heat in a warm place and a lot of warm beds at the furniture store.
I mean, have you ever seen some of the displays at a furniture store?
I know, they're nice.
That seems like heaven in there. And I know a lot of people are going
good
through stuff.
But
way to go. His name's Mattress Mac.
Mattress Mac.
Oh, my gosh. And a gambler. I love it. Let it ride. 995 QYK. Way to go, Mattress Mac. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 995 QIK, Cher, Lana, and ACM CMA winner, 23-year radio veteran, pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers.
USF graduate.
Go Bulls.
And I don't know if you knew this, Lana, at the Hard Rock every weekend, he's actually an Elvis impersonator.
Oh, I love Elvis.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go. See what I'm saying? That's worth the price of admission right there.
I think that took her off guard. She's just smiling. Oh my gosh.
Now he's going to bust out in some like blue suede shoes or something.
Give me a little hound dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time.
See what I'm saying? That's why tickets are flying off the shelf.
Amazing.
All right, what is trending in Tampa Bay, Kevin Evo?
Well, if you are a parent of a Hillsborough County school, someone in Hillsborough County Schools, you kind of got a little nerve-wracking voicemail and email this morning saying that someone had called in a threat. And they had to sweep every single school in Hillsborough County. Well, they haven't found anything. They don't think it is anything. So, but it was very nerve-wracking. You saw me in here. I was like, hey, I just got a call. I got an email.
Right.
Everything's okay. They said in the email, at this time, there's no indication that this threat is valid. We will always take these threats seriously and continue to monitor all facilities to ensure a safe location. So they swept all the schools with police officers and the resource officers on campus. Speaking of Hillsborough County Schools, they're actually holding a job fair today via Zoom. The fair is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., where people will meet with recruiters and hiring managers from human resources for bus driver positions, food service workers, and custodians. So you can find more information out on Hillsborough County Schools website. Well, we knew that Gasparilla got canceled for this year. Mm-hmm. Well, now the night parade that goes through Ybor City, that got canceled as well due to COVID. So now it will take place on Saturday, February 12th, 2022, and it's at 7 o'clock. So that's the Crew of Santiago Night Parade. Hmm. Also canceled, and this one's actually a postponement. The Lightning, Lana, do you know who they played in the Stanley Cup Final last year? Do you remember who they played?
Oh.
Who did they beat to win the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, Wow. This is bad. I need this to know this. And it's really bad, isn't it?
It's the Dallas Stars.
That's right.
They beat them 4-2. Well, they were supposed to play tonight, but it got postponed because they're having all sorts of weather issues in Texas, in case you haven't seen. So the NHL said, as a result of ongoing power issues caused by severe weather in the Dallas area and after consultation with the mayor of Dallas, they had to postpone the game, and no makeup date has been announced. That was going to be a matchup of the finals. I mean, who doesn't want to see it?
Well, so, I mean, not to make light of everything going on in Texas, but don't they play on ice?
They do.
So is the weather really an issue when it comes to that?
But they need to power the arena. Maybe people don't have power.
And by the way, this is why you do Trading in Tampa Bay and I do not, because I have a very simple mind, and I apologize. Take it away.
All right. And finally, a couple baseball business news. There's a report out of Sportsnet, which is from Canada, that the Toronto Blue Jays, who have their spring training home right here in Dunedin, will open the 2021 regular season at TD Ballpark in Dunedin.
Cool.
Against?
It will open April 8th through the 14th against the Los Angeles Angels.
Yeah!
That's JR's team. And the New York Yankees. And for the homestand of April 27th through May 2nd versus the Washington Nationals and Atlanta Braves. Again, this hasn't been set in stone yet, but this is what they're saying is going to happen.
For the record, I want people to know.
Mm-hmm.
If the Blue Jays play the Angels, I'm all Angels. If the Rays play the Angels, this is where I live.
Ooh.
This is where people listen to us. This is where I make a living. I will be a Rays fan, even if it's my Angels fan. You know why? Because I love this place. I just want people to know.
All right, well, they're on the schedule for June the 25th through the 27th here at the Trop, the Los Angeles Angels.
And I will wear it.
All right. So that's so the Blue Jays did announce that 15% of capacity will be for spring training. So if they come, I'm sure they'll announce it another time. And then finally, for the Tampa Bay Rays, they're going to have season memberships. They start at $500. You're going to get a credit. So you're going to get a $500 credit, and then you can use it how you want. But like the $500 tickets, you get to pick your seat location, but it's in like a zone of only in the outfield. Now it goes up to $20,000 credit, but that's wherever you want to sit. And then you can choose which games you want to go to, where you want to sit. So it's like a season ticket, but not in the same seat.
Gotcha.
Where you have a credit and you use it at however you want to use it. So I like it. So they haven't announced capacity yet at the Trop, but we know people are going to be there because of this, and this is great news. So
no more cardboard cutouts.
Well,
you can still be sitting next to one.
Yeah, that happened at the Super Bowl. Why not there? So that's what's going on with the Rays, and that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995, QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate you. We're going to be back tomorrow with some more Monster Jam tickets for you.
Monster Jam.
What is that, Kevin?
Monster Jam.
That's right. It's actually the way to pronounce it. All right. Shop Talk with Lana will play at 7:40 tomorrow. We will have more tickets for you this afternoon as well for Monster Jam at 4:40 with Travis. All right. I think I know what yours is going to be, Lana, so I'm going to hold off asking you. But, Kevin,
good.
What is your favorite part of the show?
There is going to be fans at Rays games at the Trop this year. And I'm excited about that. They announced this membership where you can, you know, have like a credit of money, and then you use it for what games you'd like to go to, how many tickets you'd like to go to said game. And then once the money runs out, then but it's like a season ticket without having the same seat. So I think it's great. But listen, fans are in the stands, and the Blue Jays looks like they're going to be playing some regular season games against your Angels.
More the merrier, by the way.
In Dunedin at their spring training home to start the regular season. So.
By the way, I understand we're all Rays fans, but the fact that we have more baseball teams here, better chance of going to a game. So I'm with that.
Yeah.
I'll say my highlight of the show was our 7:15 second date update. Alex had some road rage on his way to his date with Kate, which we all have road rage. I get it. But Lana was very like, hey, dude, get your stuff together. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're doing. But then she forgot that yesterday she called me while she was in her car and said, hold on, this truck's trying to hit me. Stay in your side.
Exact same thing.
That happened. So, you know, do as I say, not as I do, right?
That's correct.
Lana, what was your highlight of the show? Take it away.
If you missed it, we had our Thursday 3 where we battle it out. We all pick a song and we let you choose what song you want to hear. It's an entirety. And, of course, my song won again. Chris Young, Kane Brown, Famous Friends. So if you look at the score, JR has 2, Kevin has 2, and Lana is in the lead with 3 already this year.
2021 off to a tough start.
Yep. Yeah.
But way to go. All right, have a great day, guys. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.